我们一同祷告。
We'll pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Well, we thank you.
晚上我们再又一次聚集在你面前。
Once again this evening, we gather together.
一次过一次，你都让我们感觉你的同在。
Time after time, you let us feel your presence.
我们也实在在这里等候，要享用你的同在。
And indeed, we're here to wait upon your presence.
但愿我们的主，你让我们聚集在你面前的时候，我们一面感觉你在这里，也一面听见你在说话。
When we gather together, we feel your presence, and also we're here to hear your words.
主啊，你是说话的神。
Lord, you are the Lord of words.
你一直向人没有停止说话。
You never stop speaking to us.
你从前向人说话。
You spoke to us before.
你如今还是用着从前说过的话来向我们说话。
Once again, you use the words you have spoken before to speak to us.
但愿你给我们一个苏醒的灵。
Lord, may you give us a revived spirit.
一个非常爱慕的心。
A desire heart.
等候在你面前的时候。
To wait upon your presence.
你的话语就向我们发出亮光。
Then your words will shine upon us.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你没有改变。
Because you don't change.
你的话也就没有改变。
And your words don't change.
你从前怎么说？
How you spoke before,
你现在还是这样说。
You speak also now.
主，但愿你让我们从你的话里看见你要向我们表达的心意。
May we see what you like to reveal to us in your words.
再一次借着赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们里边说明显的话。
Once again, use the spirit of wisdom and revelation to speak to us.
叫我们都能感觉得到，主啊，你没有改变。
So we know that you do not change, Lord.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, Lord.
但愿你的话照明我们在跟随你的路上所行走的每一步。
May your words shine upon us every step of our way.
叫你的心意在地上找到出口。
So your will can be manifested on earth.
也得着满意。
And you will be satisfied.
我们也一同在你面前喜乐。
And we will rejoice before you.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
听我们的祷告。
And you listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 上次末了我们看到。
Last time we read that.
主向以色列人说了一些很严肃的话。
Our Lord spoke solemnly to the people of Israelite.
他提醒以色列人。
He reminded the Israelites,
不要以他们自己所有的来做夸耀。
That they would not boast of what they had.
他们必须以认识神作为他们的夸耀。
That they have to boast about knowing the Lord.
并且认识神的性情做他们的夸耀。
And that they would boast about how they know God's nature.
那这话是怎么来的呢？
And where did these words come about?
不管是外邦人或者说当时的以色列人。
It didn't matter whether it's the Gentiles or the Israelites.
他们都以他们所以为对的作为他们敬拜的对象。
They worship as they seem right.
尤其是对以色列人。
Especially for the Israelites.
他们有认识神的知识。
They had the knowledge of knowing God.
但是却没有一个敬畏神的心。
But they did not have a heart that fears the Lord.
他们带着认识神的知识。
They brought the knowledge of knowing God.
实际却是在那里拜偶像。
But indeed they were worshipping the God.
那所以我们的主就非常严肃地对以色列人说出一件事情。
So the Lord spoke solemnly to the Israelites.
他们心里面要受隔离。
That they need to be circumcised in their hearts.
虽然他们外面有隔离。
Even though they were circumcised outwardly.
但是主说你们心要受隔离。
But the Lord said you have to be circumcised in your heart.
那这话正是罗马书二章上面所说的。
This is what in Romans chapter 2.
外面的隔离不是真的隔离。
The circumcision on the outside is not the real circumcision.
隔离是里面的。
Circumcision is inside.
那这个隔离是里面的是怎么回事呢？
And what does it mean by circumcision from the inside?
哥罗西书就给我们留意到。
In the book of Colossians.
那就是说到我们这一个人的肉体。
It talks about our flesh.
或者说我们这个老的自己。
And our old self.
必须接受对付。
Had to be dealt with.
必须把它放在死地。
We have to put it to death.
借着十字架的工作来让它不能活动。
And through the work of the cross that it may not work.
放它在死地。
Put it to death.
这个是那个隔离的实际的意思。
And this is the reality of circumcision.
但是以色列人他们觉得他们已经有隔离。
But the Israelites thought that they already had circumcision.
那他们认为自己有隔离，乃是因为他们有许多宗教的仪文，他们都守着。
They thought they had circumcision because they had all kinds of religious routines and rituals.
主的话是很明显的对他们说。
But the Lord spoke clearly.
宗教的仪文并不解决问题。
Religious rituals cannot solve problems.
实在在神面前解决问题的。
In order to solve anything before the Lord.
是人和神那个正常的关系。
Is that you have to have a correct relationship between God and man.
是人与神有正常的交通。
It's a correct communication between God and man.
是人里面上神有一个绝对的敬畏的心思。
And that man has to have an absolute fear before the Lord.
如果人向着神没有一个敬畏的心思。
If man does not fear God.
没有真实的真主伟大。
And they do not exalt the Lord.
任凭自己的想法去代替主。
And they let their own thoughts to take the place of the Lord.
如果是这样的话。
If that's the case.
那所有宗教的仪文在神的面前一点意义都没有。
All the religious rituals are meaningless before God.
当然也就没有属灵的价值。
And it has no worth of, it has no spiritual worth.
但是许多人并不认识这一点。
But a lot of people didn't understand that.
但是感谢神。
Thank God.
神对他自己的子民没有隐藏这一点。
God has not hide these all these from his people.
他非常明确的给以色列人指出这个事实。
He pointed out clearly to the Israelites.
那所以我们到了第十章的时候。
So when we come to chapter 10.
我们就非常明确的看到神指出一个问题。
We clearly see that God pointed out one problem.
在第十章的里头，神借着耶利米对以色列说了很清楚的话。
In chapter 10, God spoke through Jeremiah.
从提醒这一方面来留意。
As a reminder.
那神就告诉他们说，不要效法列国的行为。
God told them, do not learn the ways of the nations.
那个列国的人，就是在以色列人周围的人。
These nations are the nations surrounding Israel.
他们有他们的想法。
They have their own thoughts.
他们有他们的生活的目的。
They have their own purpose of life.
他们有他们生活的态度。
They have their own attitude in life.
神就告诉以色列人说。
And the Lord said to the Israelites, do not learn from them.
因为他们这一些是不因着不认识神。而产生的。
Because all their ways are a result of not knowing God.
你们是认识神的人。
You are the people who know God.
你们没有必要要跟着那些你周围的人来行走。
And you do not need to learn the ways of the other people.
神就给他们指出。
And God pointed out.
他们是拜偶像。
These people worship idols.
偶像是什么呢?
And what is idol?
是人的手造出来的。
It's something made by man.
用人的手所造出来的去代替神。
Something created by man's hand to substitute God.
那这一些的代替就一点意思都没有。
And the substitutions are meaningless.
那主非常明确的在这指出一件事情。
And God pointed out one thing clearly.
你看到一个偶像是怎么样的产生出来
？How is an idol made？
你就知道这个偶像究竟是什么。
Then you will find out how what the idol is。
他这里就指出。
And it point out here。
它原来是块木头。
It was originally
匠人就把它雕刻，把它造成。
And the craftsman shapes it。
然后人呢，又把金银的装饰给它扎上去。
And people adorned it with silver and gold。
然后再用钉子来把它钉稳，不让它摇动。
And they fastened it with hammer and nails so it would not totter.
那神用着耶利米说出这些话。
So God used Jeremiah to
已经很清楚地给以色列民提出一个问题。
And he pointed out one thing clearly.
偶像是人造出来的。
Idols are created by man.
也是借着人的手来固定他的地位的。
And it's through man they can be fastened.
更是借着人的手来表明他所有的那些虚假的威严的。
And through man they can represent the false.
他不能行走。
They cannot walk.
也不能说话。
And they cannot speak.
你们为什么要敬畏他呢？
And why would people worship them?
为什么要怕他呢？
Why would people fear them?
说神非常明确的指出。
So God said it clearly.
用人所造出来的去代替神是非常愚昧的事情。
To substitute God with something that God, man created.
那当然这是在耶利米那个时代神向以色列人说的话。
And this is what God spoke in the time of Jeremiah.
但是这些话用到我们现在这个时代。
But when we apply these words to us,
你说我们也不制造偶像。
And we say that we do not create idols.
我们再也不会丢颗神像。
And we don't craft idols.
所以我们不会在这一件事情上得罪神。
So we will not offend God on this matter.
那弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们不能不留意。
We cannot but notice.
神在这里说这一番话。
When God spoke these words,
虽然是说出那个偶像给制造的过程。
Even though he talked about how the idols were created,
但是在这个过程里边是有一个原则。
But through this process, there's a principle.
那个原则是什么呢？
What is the principle?
乃是用人手所造的去代替神，就是偶像。
Is that when you replace God with something created by man?
那这样一来，
Now,
弟兄姊妹你就看到一个问题了。
You see a problem here.
不一定是你要制造出一个神像来向他上香，向他跪拜，那这样叫做拜偶像。
It doesn't mean you have to kneel down before the idol and you have to burn incense to the idol. That means you're worshiping idols.
我们必须注意的那个事实。
We have to take note of the fact.
一切代替神的地位的，那都要成为偶像。
Anything that takes the place of God would be idols.
那如果我们能掌握这样的一个原则。
If we can take hold of this,
那么在我们的近代人的生活的里头，
For us who live nowadays,
我们看到一个很严肃的问题。
We'll see a solemn matter.
那问题严肃在哪里呢？
What is so solemn about the
matter? 因为任何的人事物，
Because any people matter and things,
如果我们处理的不准确，
If we don't manage it correctly,
都要成为我们的偶像。
They will become our idols.
文化可以成为我们偶像。
Culture can be our idols.
家庭可以成为我们的偶像。
Family can be idol.
各种各样我们所接触到的人事物都可以成为我们的偶像。
Any people, things and matters can be idols to us.
那个关键在哪里呢？
Then what is the key?
那关键就在，
The key is,
这一些人事物是不是代替了神的地位？
Are these things, people and matter, are they substituting God's position?
如果我们把这一些的人事物摆在神以上，
If we put all these things above God,
而我们尊重这一些的事物比尊重神更多，
We respect all these things above God,
那这一些的事物就成了我们的偶像。
And all these can become our idols.
那因此我们在主的面前看到当时神准备以色列的时候，
So before God we can see how God rebuilt the Israelites.
我们也得注意到我们今天也不能容让拜偶像的那个原则来影响我们在神面前的生活。
So we have to take note that we would not let the principle of worshiping idols to keep us from walking correctly before God.
那当神消极那方面指出偶像根本算不得什么，
Passively God said idols are nothing.
就像圣灵用着保罗说偶像算不得什么，你不必把它看得那么严重。
Just like the Holy Spirit spoke through Paul that idols are nothing, you do not need to take note of them. They are worthless. They are fake.
你又不讲那么紧张的来对着他。
You do not need to pay too much attention to them.
如果神只是这样说的话,
if God only said this,
那我们只是有一个空空的印象。
Then we will only have an empty impression.
偶像算不得什么。
Idols are nothing.
但神不是叫我们只是有一个空空的印象。
But God does not want us to only have an empty impression.
他要让他的百姓很明确的知道为什么必须是要单独的唯一的去敬拜侍奉耶和华神。
He wants his people to know how or why they should only serve God.
那他在耶利米的里面很清楚的让他看准一件事。
And he caused Jeremiah to see one thing clearly.
那所以从第六节那里就提了,
so from verse 6,
耶和华没有能比你的,
no one is like you, O Lord.
你本为大,
you are great.
你有大能大力的名,
and your name is mighty in power.
万国的王啊, 谁敢不敬畏你?
Who should not revere you, O King of the nations?
敬畏你本是何宜的?
This is your due.
并且在列国中的智慧人啊, 虽然他们有政权的尊荣, 也不能跟你相比。
Among all the wise men of the nations and in all the kingdoms, there is no one like you.
那为什么呢?
Why?
那弟兄姊妹们你注意,
pay attention,
brothers. 这十节那里就说出来,
in verse 10,
唯耶和华是真神。
But the Lord is the true God.
是活神。
He is the living God.
是永远的王。
The eternal King.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是神。
Brothers and sisters, this is God.
神是真神,
He is the true God.
是活神,
living God.
是永远的王,
the eternal King.
那神是这样的一位神,
God is such a God.
他发怒地就震动,
when he is angry, the earth trembles.
他一恼恨,列国都没有,不能担当,
and the nations cannot endure his wrath.
这是神。
This is God.
神不是虚虚假假在那里摆一个像在那里。
He's not a false God that only has an image.
神并不是给人造出来的。
He's not created by men.
他是永活的神。
He's a living God, eternal God.
他是真神。
He's the true God.
从永远到永远。
From eternity to eternity, He is God.
他是一切的起源。
He's the source of everything.
那因此在底下,
so,
就说清楚这一件事情,
later on explain clearly,
那是很清楚和人造的假神一个很明显的比较。
So it's very clear comparison with the idols created by men.
头一件事情,
the first thing,
弟兄姊妹留意11节,
pay attention to verse 11.
神借着耶利米对拜偶像的人说,
God spoke through Jeremiah to those who worship idols.
如果不是那创造天地的神,
if it's not for the God who created heaven and earth,
必定要从地上从天下给除灭,
that they would perish from the earth and from under the heavens.
那这就很清楚地确定了一件事情,
and he confirmed one thing.
如果不是创造天地的神,
these gods who do not make heavens and earth,
如果不是万有的源头的那一位神,
if it wasn't for the source of everything created,
其他的称为神的,
all the other that were called God,
他们的结局就是要从地上除灭,
the results will be perished from earth.
他们不能存留,
they cannot last.
那为什么呢?
Why is that?
底下就是好像把我们带回创世纪,
and it seems like it brings us back to Genesis.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
pay attention, brothers and
sisters. 12节,
verse 12,
耶和华用能力创造大地,
but God made the earth by his power.
用智慧建立世界,
he founded the world by his wisdom.
用聪明铺张穹苍,
and stretched out the heavens by his understanding.
好, 弟兄姊妹你留意这几句话,
pay attention to these words, brothers and sisters.
这几句话真是很有意思,
these words are very meaningful.
首先神就说道,
first God said,
耶和华用能力创造大地,
But God made the earth by his power.
弟兄姊妹们，这里没有连到起初神创造天地的那件事。
And it did not connect it to in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
这话是从神在创造天地以后。
This is after God created heaven and earth.
神恢复被打乱了那个秩序的地开始说。
God revived the order of the earth that was disturbed.
所以神不是在这里说他去创造。
So here God did not say he created.
这我们中文是翻成创造大地。
In the Chinese translation says God created the earth.
但是原来的意思是神在那里制造这个大地。
But the original meaning means God created the earth.
Made
the earth.
神在那里制造这个大地。
God made the earth.
只是说到那个地。
He only talked about the earth.
用智慧建立世界。
And he founded the world by his wisdom.
用聪明铺张穹苍。
And stretched out the heavens by his understanding.
弟兄姊妹们，笼统的来说。
In general,
这里就指出一个事实，神是创造万有的。
God pointed out one fact is that He created everything.
他用他能力来制造这个地。
He made the earth by His power.
用他的智慧来建立这一个人居住的世界。
And He founded the world inhabited by people.
也是用他的聪明来铺张。整个宇宙。
And he stretched out the heavens by his understanding.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们细细来留意这几句话。
If we pay attention to these words.
那是创世纪第一章。
This is the first chapter of Genesis.
除了第一节以外的其他的描述。
It's everything except the first verse.
要简单的来说。
In simple words.
那就说到神的能力智慧来。建立这一个现存的宇宙。
Talked about how God uses power and wisdom to found the universe.
那神是这样的一位神。
God is such a God.
那如果他要发表他的动作。
If he wishes to express his creation.
那底下就说了好些事现象。
And that's more phenomenon to come.
比方说他一发生空中就多水激动。
For example, it says when he thunders, the waters in heaven roar. These are all natural phenomena.
里面提到好些自然的现象。
There are a lot of natural phenomena.
这自然的现象也就是自然的规律。
These are all natural laws.
那这些自然的规律。
And these natural laws.
乃是根据神而表达出来的。
They're based on God and expressed as such.
那这给我们很清楚的看到。
And we can see clearly.
神是创造万有的神。
God is the God who created everything.
神也是管理万有的神。
And he managed everything.
万有是因着他而存留的。
The creation, everything is based on him.
万有也是因着他的管理而运作的。
And everything by his management works accordingly.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那正因着圣灵借着耶利米摆出这样的一些事实。
The Holy Spirit through Jeremiah spoke of all these things.
那他就带出一个结论。
And he led to a conclusion.
这个结论是什么呢
？What is the conclusion?
偶像是虚假的。
Idols are worthless.
但是神是真实的。
But God is true.
并且呢
，also，
他和人中间有一个非常非常宝贵的关系。
And he has a very precious relationship with man.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
上头说了那么许多的话。
All these that were mentioned above.
就是为了带出第十六节。
It's in order to bring forth verse 16.
十六节说什么呢
？What does it talk about in verse 16?
十六节就说。
Verse 16 says, he who is the portion of Jacob is not like these.
什么界限呢?
What does it mean by like these?
就是说了神是怎样一位神以外, 就带出偶像, 就不是这样。
It talks about besides God, idols are nothing.
啊, 说偶像都是虚假的。
Idols are in vain.
但是雅各的份就不是。
But the portion of Jacob is not.
不是这些虚假的偶像。
It's not like these idols that are worthless.
不是这些是谁呢?
If he's not like these, who is he like?
那也就是说, 雅各的份就是造作万有的主。
It talks about the portion of Jacob is the maker of all things.
那换一句话说,
In other words,
以色列的所有就是这一位创造万有的主。
All that Israel is the maker of all things.
但是这个关系可以翻过来的。
And we can reverse this relationship.
那翻过来就成了怎么样呢?
And what would it be like?
以色列也是他的产业。
Israel is his inheritance.
那用一句话来说,
Use another word.
他们是彼此为产业。
They are each other's inheritance.
你说这个话我们不懂。
He said that we don't understand this word.
怎么可以彼此为产业呢?
How could they be each other's inheritance?
如果我是你的产业,
If I were your inheritance,
你就不能成为我的产业,
then you could not be my inheritance.
那这是人的想法里边, 这个是不可能发生的。
In man's thought, it's impossible.
但是这里说了这个话, 是叫人觉得难以明白吗?
But is it hard to understand when God says these words?
不是的。
No.
他是说出那个属灵的事实。
He spoke forth the spiritual reality.
这个属灵的事实在以弗所书里面也说过了。
This spiritual reality is mentioned in the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书里面也是说到神是我们的产业。
In the book of Ephesians, it talks about God is our inheritance.
我们也是神的产业。
And that we are also God's inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Pay attention, for
instance. 这里所说的事情和以弗所书第一章里面所说到的那个事情是彼此呼应的。
The things that are talked about here is the same as the ones in the first book of Ephesians.
在人认为这个是不可能。
In man's eyes, it's impossible.
但是在神说这个是事实。
But God said this is the fact.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
神做我们的产业。
God is our inheritance.
乃是说出。 神是我们一切的享用。
It talks about how God is all our enjoyment.
我们成为神的产业。
And that we are the inheritance of God.
乃是说出神要借助我们来彰显他的荣耀和丰富。
It talks about how God will use us to manifest his abundance and fullness.
那弟兄们，我们看看以弗所书第一章怎么说。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章的十一节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11
头一句话就是这样说我们也在他里面得了产业
In him we were also chosen
十一节第一章十一节
In him we were also chosen having been predestined according to the plan of him And also in the Chinese translation, it says, In him we have gained the inheritance.
Mm-hmm. 你要留意那个小字。
And pay attention to the small letters in the Chinese.
那个小字怎么说呢?
What is
德?
It says,
或作成。
It says, we gained or obtained the inheritance, or we have become the inheritance.
就这么你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you see that?
这里面就很明显的一件事情。
Something very obvious.
我们成为神的产业,
we have become his inheritance.
同时神也成了我们的产业,
at the same time, God has become our inheritance.
那这个关系是怎么来的呢?
How does this relationship come about?
在物质的世界里头, 你永远没有办法领会这件事。
In the material world, you cannot comprehend this.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在属灵的世界的里头。
In the spiritual world.
神说这是事实。
God said this is the fact.
他要成为我们的享用。
He will become our enjoyment.
他所有的都是我们所能享用的。
All that he has has become an enjoyment.
这就是我们的产业。
This is our inheritance.
但是另一面呢？
On the other hand,
我们也成为神自己的荣耀彰显。
We have become God's manifestation of glory.
权柄能力的彰显。
And authority and power.
我们好像一个器皿。
We are like a vessel.
把神完全的表达出来。
That we can express God thoroughly.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
那在这里。神的话说得很宝贝。
God has spoke for some precious words.
以色列的份，雅各的份。
The portion of Jacob.
就不像那些虚空的偶像。
It's not like those idols that are
in vain. 因为他们的份就是神。
Because their portion is God.
这一位是创造万有的。
The maker of all things.
这一位创造万有的神就是他们的产业。
The God who created everything is their inheritance.
而他们又是神的产业。
And that they are also God's inheritance.
我们要注意了。
We'll pay attention to this.
这句话不是这样说。
This is not what it says.
弟兄姊妹要先注意。
Let's first pay attention.
这里是只单单指着以色列来说的，指着雅各来说的。
Here it only talks about Jacob and the Israelites.
让神成为雅各的产业，这个没有问题。
God has become the portion of Jacob.
神成为我们的产业，这个也没有问题。
That God is our inheritance has no problem.
但弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
But brothers and sisters,
当这个话翻过来说的时候呢
？When you reverse this,
你就看到有一些不一样的地方。
There's something different.
这个不一样的地方就和神那永远的计划发生了关系了。
This thing that's different that has a relationship to do with the eternal will of God.
翻过来的时候是怎么说呢
？When you reverse this,
以色列也是他产业的支派。
It says including Israel, the tribe of his inheritance.
以色列也是他的产业。
Israel is also his inheritance.
但是不是以神全部的产业。
But it's not all the inheritance.
只是神所有的产业当中的部分。
It's only a portion of the inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当你我读到这个话的时候
When we read this,
我们承认如果不是我们看见神那永远的计划我们不懂
We acknowledge that if we can't see the eternal will of God we cannot understand this
但是感谢神
But thank God
经过神的带领承受了神的怜悯
With God's guidance, we can receive His mercy.
我们看到了神那永远的旨意。
We see the eternal will of God.
神要让万有都在基督里同归于一。
God wants everything to come under Christ.
要让万有都归于神。
That everything will belong to God.
和神当中再没有任何的不和谐。
And there's no disharmony between God and man.
万有都在那里彰显神
，and everything will manifest God.
万有都在那里显明神的荣耀、尊贵、能力、权柄。
Everything will manifest God's wisdom and glory and power.
那既然是万有
，so if it's everything,
那以色列只不过是万有里头的一部分。
Then Israel is only a part of everything.
所以你看到这里说。以色列是他产业的支派。
So it says here, including Israel, the tribe of his inheritance.
这同样的可以把我们今天称为教会的这个事实带进去。
So in the same token that we the church,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你看见神的大。
We see how vast God is.
你看到神的荣耀和丰富。
And His glory and abundance.
当他做工，把人带回他面前的时候。
When He continues to work so that He can bring people back to Him.
他要借着给带回他面前去的人。
He wants to use the man who will brought back to him.
来扩张他的工作的完成,
to manifest the maturity of his work.
直到一天,
until one day, everything is summed up under Christ.
我们感谢主,
we thank God.
在神起初的安排里,
in the original plan of God,
以色列在神这一个计划的里头, 是有一个很重要的位置,
Israel played an important part of God's work.
但是很可惜的,
but shamefully,
神给以色列好多好多的机会,
God has given Israel many chances.
但是以色列没有在这一方面满足神的心思,
but the Israelites have not satisfied God.
那所以结果到了有一天,
and until one day,
神就兴起教会来,
God raised up the church,
代替了以色列在成就神的旨意的那一个地位,
and took the place of Israel in the matter of fulfilling God's will.
那当然在这里没有提到教会,
but of course here it did not mention the church.
完全没有碰到教会,
it has not mentioned the church at all.
但是我们就注意到, 神在那里这样说话的时候, 就隐藏着一个事实, 就是以后教会要在神的旨意里边接上神的计划。
But in here, there's a hidden message that in the church in the future will play a place in God's will and His
那这是我们感觉非常非常宝贵的。
And this is really precious.
因为神说话实在很有分寸。
Because God speaks carefully.
有一些话他不能说。
Some words he cannot speak.
因为时候还没有到,
because his time is not yet come.
但是有一些事情他不能不说,
but there are words that he cannot but say.
所以他就说得非常的隐约,
so he say it secretly.
但是在当时听见话的人不会明白神在说什么。
But during that time when people hear what God said, they would not understand what he was talking about.
但是等到以后, 神的工作显明了,
but in the future, when God's work was manifested, that man has received grace before God.
那么回过头来一看的时候,
and they look back,
哎呀, 我们就看到了,
and then we can see
我们的神实在是奇妙,
that our God is wonderful.
他老早就已经定规了他要做的一切事情,
that he has planned all these in the beginning.
但是虽然是如此,
even though it's like this,
他一直留下机会给他所买赎的人,
he still gives chances to the people who he has redeemed.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那在这里好像神说了一个很明确的事情,
that God has spoken forth a very obvious fact.
以色列人你不要做愚昧的事情,
that Israelites, you should not do such foolish things. You need to see the purpose of God on you.
他那个安排,
that His arrangement,
是把你们放在他永远的那个计划的里头,
that He wished to place you in His eternal purpose.
他的名称为耶和华,
His name is the Lord.
那神借着耶利米说了,
so God has spoken forth these things through Jeremiah.
用神和假神这一个比较来指出以色列人的愚昧。
And he used the comparison of idols and God to point forth the foolishness of the Israelites.
当然神知道,
of course God knows.
耶利米那个世代的犹大人他们是 硬着脖子不肯听神的话。
During the times of Jeremiah, the people of Judah, they are stubborn.
所以神一再的在那里宣告被掳的事情已经定规了。
So God time and time again pointed out the fact that they would be captive.
那所以从十七节开始, 神就马上就转了一个话题。
So starting from verse 17, God changed the topic.
他说, 你们 耶路撒冷的人啊,
he said, people of Jerusalem,
你们已经给围困起来的人啊,
That you who live under siege.
你不必再想什么了。
You don't need to think about anything else. 把你
简单的行李收拾一下就好了。
Gather up your belongings.
因为你们就要被掳出去了。
Because you will be captured.
那神说，那为什么我要把他们交出去呢？
And God said, why do I need to give them away?
神说目的就是让他们有这样的经历，好让他们觉悟。
So that they have such experience, so they would repent.
让他们悔改。
So they would repent.
让他们归回神。
And they would turn back to God.
当这些事情发生的时候。
So when these happen.
那犹大的百姓就说，哎呀，糟糕了，我们受损伤了，我的伤痕很大很大了。
And the people of Judah would say, woe to me because of my injury, my wound is incurable.
耶利米在那里也好像有点反应。
And it seems like Jeremiah had some reaction.
但是他的反应和百姓的反应不一样。
But his reaction was different from the people.
虽然话语是一样。
Even though the words are the same.
但是里面的实际是不一样。
But the inside meaning is different.
百姓所说的受损伤是重在他们外面的那个的事情。
When the people said my injury, they're talking about external wound.
但是耶利米。
But when Jeremiah said that.
他的感觉是感觉在里面。
What he talked about is the inside feelings.
他不是因为外面的损失而感觉伤心难过。
He was not sorrowful because of outward wounds.
他说他的痛苦是在里头。
He said his sorrows is inside.
这个痛苦他也必须要忍受。
And he has to endure the sorrow.
他不能不忍受。
He cannot but to endure it.
百姓在那里受苦。
The people complain about of their suffering.
可能是自怜。
It could be they're just pity, self-pity.
可能是觉得他们自己很委屈。
It could be that they feel like they are being shortchanged.
哎呀，仇敌把我们压制到这样的一个地步。
That the enemies has defeated them.
我们要离开故土，要给掳到外邦。
And that they have to leave the land and be captured to
a
foreign land.
我在这里所有的一切都成为虚空的了。
And then they would lose everything.
他们是为了这些痛苦。
That they are sad because of all these.
他们感觉很受委屈。
They feel like they are shortchanged.
很不服气。
And they.
但是也没有办法。
They could not but accept all these.
但是你留意耶利米的感觉完全不一样。
But you pay attention to what Jeremiah's feeling is totally different.
他的痛苦不是因着外面的损失。
His sorrow is not because of outward loss.
他的痛苦乃是因着看见神。的见证在那里受委坏。
His sorrow comes from the fact that he saw that God's testimony was damaged.
而这一个毁坏好像是从神那里来的。
And the damage comes from God.
当然是从神那里来的。
And of course it is from God.
但是却是百姓的愚昧所引起的。
But it was brought forth by the people's foolishness.
是神的管教。
It's God's discipline.
是神的惩治。
It's God's punishment.
是神的鞭打。
And it's God's punishment.
百姓没有看到这一个。
But the people did not see this.
但是耶利米看到。
But Jeremiah saw that.
所以他说我必须要忍受。
And so he said, I must endure it.
因为我知道。
Because I know.
这是神的手出来。
This is God's hand.
虽然眼见所有的一切都没有了。
Even though everything that he can see was not anymore.
但是他所难过的。
But his sorrow came from.
乃是神的见证受了损伤。
That God's testimony was damaged.
神应许给他百姓的话。不能在百姓的中间成就。
That God's words that are promised to the people cannot be accomplished in the people.
神给百姓的应许是他们在这里享用牛奶与蜜。
God has promised the people that they can enjoy this land of milk and honey.
但现在犹大却成了荒凉。
But now Judah has become desolate.
成了野狗的住处。
Has become the land of the jackals.
这是很不相称。
It is not the same.
神的见证没有了。
So God's testimony was no more.
神在地上要做成的工，好像受了阻挡。
And the work of God on this earth has been hindered.
神在这一个地方要彰显的没有路了。
And there's no way for God to manifest His own work here.
耶利米心里头的伤痛是伤痛在这一个事实的里面。
And this is where Jeremiah's sorrow come from.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们上次不是提到吗
Didn't we mention it last time?
我们的眼泪
Our tears
不一定是 表明有什么属灵的意义啊
It does not necessarily have any spiritual meaning
因为我们的眼泪非常可能是自怜的眼泪啊
Because our tears could very possibly could be tears of self-pity.
非常非常可能是自己以为受委屈的眼泪啊
And it can be because we feel we are short-changed.
以为是自己受了羞辱的那一个情绪的反应啊
And it could be expressions of us being shamed.
但是神让我们看到一件事
But God causes us to see one thing.
我们所需要的
What we need
是需要完全的归向神
We need to come back to God
流泪并不等于悔改
Shedding tears does not necessarily mean
repentance 神所要的是悔改的泪
What God wants is the tears of repentance
不如果不是悔改的泪
If they were not tears of repentance
这些眼泪也需要宝血来洁净
These tears have to be cleansed by the precious blood.
那现在我们就在这里就看到那个区别了。
So we see the difference here.
百姓也在那里感觉痛苦。
The people were sad here.
耶利米也是在那里感觉痛苦。
And Jeremiah was sad here.
从外表来看都是痛苦。
Externally, they were all sorrows.
但是从里面去看就看得非常的不一样
But from the inside there was a big difference
绝大部分的人是为着自己痛苦
Most people were sad for themselves
耶利米他是为着神的见证痛苦
But Jeremiah he was sorrow for God's testimony
那正因为这样
Because of this
我们才看到他在神面前的一个祷告
We see his prayer before God
弟兄姊妹这个祷告非常有意思
This is very meaningful brothers and sisters
那你留意了从二十三节开始的
Pay attention, starting from verse 23
这里边有不同的意思在那里我都和弟兄姊妹们交通
There are different meanings here I'll share with brothers and sisters
二十三节那里那是耶利米的祷告
Verse 23 is Jeremiah's prayer.
我们光先留意23节。
We'll first pay attention to verse 23.
耶和华啊，我晓得人的道路不由自己，行路的人也不能定自己的脚步。
I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not for a man to direct his steps.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们不管上下文。
If we don't pay attention to what's above and below,
单看这个二十三节
and we only pay attention to verse 23,
这个话是正面的。
This is a positive verse.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
实在是有正面的事实。
Indeed, there's a positive fact here.
神向我们显明人的道路由不得自己。
God shows us that a man's life is not
行路的人也不能定自己的脚步
and it is not for man to direct his steps
因为神一直在那里引导带领我们行走
because
义路
God has guided us on the path of righteousness
而我们自己以为是对的路在神眼中看来不一定是对
the path that we consider correct may not be correct before God
你要那样走
you want to walk this way
神就不让你那样走
God wishes not for you to walk this way
神要你走
and God wants you to walk like this
你不甘心走
and you're not willing
如果神怜悯的话
if God has mercy on you
他就用着各种各样的事情环境来逼着你非走不可。
He'll use different kinds of circumstances and things to force you to walk on the path.
弟兄姊妹，你读过约拿书，你就知道。
And if you read the book of Jonah,
那光景就是那样。
It's the same circumstances.
你不甘心走。
You're not willing to walk this way.
神怜悯你。
God has mercy on you.
神就兴起环境来逼着你走。
And God rises up different circumstances to force you.
所以说人的道路由不得自己。
So it says a man's life is not his own.
你准确活在神的面前，你必须是跟随神的引导。
If you want to live correctly before God, you have to follow His guidance.
因为就算你已经定规了
，Even though you have determined,
你就按照你自己的定规去走。
And you wanted to walk according to your determination.
你走到一半，神也会把你带回来。
You walked half of the path, and God will bring you back.
约拿的事就说得很清楚，这一个。
Jonah's situation has speak clearly of it.
那弟兄姊妹们要记住。
But brothers and sisters, remember.
我这样说啊。
When I say this.
乃是不管上下文，只管这一节经文。
And I'm talking about just verse 23, not paying attention to what's above and below.
但是如果我们把上下文一接上来呢
？But if we look at everything above and below.
Context.
If we look at the context,
那你就看到这一节的经文的意义就完全不一样。
We'll see that it's the meaning of this verse is totally different.
这个话怎么说呢
？What does it say?
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Pay attention, brothers and sisters.
这个话是跟着上文来的。
It comes from the above.
上文说的是什么呢
？What does it talk about in before?
收拾行李。
Gather your belongings.
准备到巴比伦去。
Prepare to go to Babylon.
被掳。
You're going to be captured.
我不甘心去巴比伦。
And the people say that we're not willing to go to Babylon.
我不要去巴比伦。
We don't want to go to Babylon.
我去那里干什么？
What are we going to do there?
在那里做奴隶。
We're going to be slaves.
做被掳的人。
We're going to be captives.
没有了自己的尊严。
We don't have ourselves.Self anymore.
在那里受羞辱。
We're going to be ashamed.
我才不要去呢。
And we don't want to go.
但是你就留意了。
But pay attention.
耶利米就在那里祷告说。
Jeremiah prayed.
神啊，我知道。
Lord, I know.
人的道路由不得自己。
That a man's life is not his
own. 因为你已经定规了，我们要被掳。
Because you have determined that we will be captured.
我们就一定要被掳。
And we have to be captured.
我们没有办法脱离这个。
We cannot go away from this determination.
我不要去巴比伦，也得要去。
Even though we don't want to go to Babylon, but we have to.
我不想做被掳的人，也没有办法脱离那个光景。
Even though we don't want to be captives, we cannot escape.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们得罪了你。
Because we have offended you.
你的惩治临到我们。
That your wrath is on us.
The punishment.
The punishment's on us.
弟兄姊妹，你看，你留意到，这个完全是翻过来了。
This is the complete opposite.
由不得自己了。
That they cannot decide for themselves.
那刚才我们说，
And we said
从正面来看，
from the positive side,
我们都在那里寻找神的带领。
We are seeking for God's guidance.
神怎么领我们走？
However God guides us, we will walk.
We have
only one
goal. 羔羊无论到哪里去
No matter where the lamb goes,
我们都跟随羔羊
We will follow the lamb.
这是正面的
This is a positive side.
现在你把上下文一连起来的时候呢
But here when we look at the context,
你看到这个不是正面的意思
This is not a positive side.
这个完全是一个神的惩治临到的时候你不能脱离那一个惩治
It talks about how when God's punishment come forth to you, you cannot escape.
你必须接受神的惩治
You have to accept God's punishment.
如果不接受神的惩治
If you don't accept the punishment,
那恐怕那个结果比接受惩治还要糟糕
Then the results would be worse than receiving the punishment.
那所以 耶利米在这里的祷告，他祷告的一个很严肃的问题出来。
So in here, Jeremiah's prayer it brings forth a solemn matter.
当你连上上文去留意的时候
，So when you look at the context,
你看耶利米怎么说了
？You look at how what Jeremiah said.
他是站在犹大的地位上面来向神有所求。
He's standing on the side of Judah to ask God.
他说耶和华。
He said.The Lord,
求你从宽惩治我，不要在你的怒中惩治我，恐怕我归于无有。
He says, "Correct me, Lord, but only with justice, not in your anger, lest you reduce me to nothing."
弟兄姊妹特别留意。
Pay special attention to this.
话是耶利米的话。
These are the words from Jeremiah.
但是他的话里头所包括的是整个的神的百姓。
But what it includes is the whole people of God.
不是他自己一个人。
Not, it doesn't only
talk about himself. 他是站在神的百姓的这个地位上面来向神有所求，有所要。
He stood on the ground of God's people to ask God for favor.
说他向神说。
So he said to God,
神让你从宽惩治我。
Correct me, but with only justice.
我知道惩治是免不了。
We know that we cannot escape punishment.
但是神啊。
But God,
你从宽来处理
correct us with only justice,
不叫我们走到绝望
so that you would not reduce us to nothing,
不叫我们没有路走
so that we have a way to walk on.
你不要在你怒中来惩治我
don't punish us in your wrath.
求你在你的怜悯的里头给我们还有点路
but in your mercy, give us a path to walk on.
因为我很怕很怕我们成了无有
But because we're really afraid that you will reduce us to nothing.
弟兄姊妹们啊
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们没有留意到耶利米是站在犹大的这一个地位上来求的话
If we don't pay attention that Jeremiah is standing on the ground of Judah
你没有办法了解
We cannot understand.
他说你恐怕我归于无有
When he says the last week you reduce us to nothing.
那一个真正的意思是什么
The real meaning behind it.
弟兄姊妹你晓得
Brothers and sisters
神老早就跟耶利米说过
God has spoken to Jeremiah before I raise you up
你要成为众人的反对
You become an opposition to
但是我使你成为铁壁的铜墙
But I'll cause you to become a mighty fortress
没有人能对付你的
Then no one can oppose you
那对耶利米个人来说
For Jeremiah,
耶利米不必担心有什么对他个人的那一个损害。
He did not need to worry about any damage done to him.
那既然神已经在前有这样的应许
，and God has already promised Jeremiah.
那耶利米担心什么？我会变成无有。
But then why would Jeremiah worry that God would reduce him to nothing?
耶利米不需要担心他自己。
He doesn't have to worry about for himself.
但是这里明明是说
But here it says clearly,
我怕我归于无有
lest you reduce me to nothing.
No. 这是什么意思
What does that mean?
你往下读你就知道
If you read on,
他没有站在他个人的位置上面上神求
He was not speaking on the position for himself.
他是站在以色列的那个地位上面来上神求
He stood on the ground of Israel to ask God for the favor.
所以上文你看到
And you see from below.
他说神啊，把你的愤怒倾倒在那个外邦人。
Pour your wrath on the nations, O Lord.
因为他们引诱、影响我们以色列。
Because they have deceived us and led us astray from you.
但是不仅是这样。
But not only this.
糟糕的是。
The worst is.
他们竟然要把你的产业以色列。要吞灭
They would even devour your inheritance Israel
不但要吞 要把以色列灭掉
Not only do they want to destroy Israel
连以色列所在的地方都要成为荒场
They also want to destroy their homeland
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们常常读到旧约先知书的时候
When we read of the books of the prophets in the Old Testament
我们应该会有这样的感觉。
We should have this feeling.
长久以来
，for a long time.
不仅是说，在 耶利米的日子。
Not only during the time of Jeremiah.
长久以来。
For a long time.
从以色列进入迦南以来。
Starting from the Israel entering the land of Canaan until now,
以色列所遭遇的
what Israel has encountered
都是这样的结果
was all like this.
以色列的对头一直在那里给以色列所制造的难处不是只是叫他难过
The oppositions of Israel, the problems they have caused Israel is not only to cause them sorrow,
而是要把以色列从地上抹掉。
They also wanted to destroy Israel from the
earth. 你要把以色列地带到一个好像从来没有过以色列这个民族在那里走过的。
They wanted to make the land of Israel as a place that has no one ever inhabited.
要叫地上的人忘记有一个以色列。
So the people would forget that's the place called Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Pay attention to this, brethren.
这一件事情不是今天的新闻。
This is not today's news.
这个是历史性的东西。
This is in the history.
那为什么是这样？
Why is it like that?
耶利米里边有感觉。
Jeremiah has a feeling inside.
他向神求，神啊，你不能允许雅各给毁灭的。
He prayed to God that God would not let Jacob to be devoured.
你要纪念雅各。
You have to remember Jacob.
雅各虽然是愚昧。
Even though Jacob is foolish.
你要惩治他。
You need to punish him.
神啊，我不反对。
I'm not against it.
但是我求你。
But I pray to you, God.
你在你的怜悯里边来惩治以色列。
Punish Israel in your mercy.
不要让以色列消灭。
Do not let Israel to vanish.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？耶利米有这个感觉。
Why did Jeremiah have this feeling?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们认识神的永远的计划的
If we understand God's eternal will,
你晓得有一件事情我们不能忽略的。
We know that that's one thing that we cannot ignore.
就回到刚才我提到的那个光景。
And it comes back to the original
为什么历史性的那一个情形是不住的出现
Why did it happen time and time?In the history.
而这些事情一出现，总是说要把以色列从地上除灭。
Whenever it happened, the fact is that they want Israel to be vanished.
直到现在还是这个样。
Until today is the same.
如果很早很早以前，我们也许说。
If it were just in the very beginning, in the old times, we would say.
因为他们有截断神的儿子到地上来的路。
Because they want to destroy the way of God's Son coming to this world.
所以他们要把以色列从地上除掉。
So they wanted to destroy Israel.
所以你看到以色列在埃及的时候，法老对付他们是要把他们灭掉。
So you know that when the Israelites were in Egypt, the Pharaoh wanted to destroy the people.
而以后你看到以斯帖的时候。那个对付以色列的人，他的目的是要把所有的犹太人灭掉。
So in the times of Esther, those people who opposed Israel wanted to destroy all the Jews.
那然后你继续在历史上面看到。
And throughout history.
有些记在圣经里，有些不在圣经里。
Some were recorded in the Bible, some were not.
如没有记载在圣经里的，没有记载在圣经里的，以后我们看到，有那个马加比王朝前后的那是光景。
And then we can see the conditions before and after the King Maccabees.
那么比较近代一点的，你看到德国的希特勒当时所喊出的口号。
And then we see in the recent years we can see the slogan of Hitler.
就这么看到，没有一次摆出来的那个要求有更改。
And we see that the requests were all the same.
都是要把以色列从地上抹掉。
All about destroying Israel.
到现在。
Until today.
那些激进的亚拉伯国家的那些人，他们喊出的口号就是把以色列赶下海。
The Arabic countries, the slogan was to cast away the Israelites.
不给他们有生存的空间。
Don't let them live.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你留意这些事情，历史上这样的发生是偶然的吗
？Is it a coincidence that these things happened in history？
不是偶然。
It's not a coincidence.
因为在这些历史的背后，有一个属灵的战争在那里。
Because behind this, the history, there's a spiritual battle.
灵里面感觉敏锐的就会体会得到。
If we are alert in our spirit, we'll understand.
耶利米当时他也感觉得到。
Jeremy at that time he said.
所以在当时以色列所碰犹大所面对的那一个结局的里头，他仍然站在神的见证上面来向神有所求有所要。
So even at that time, Jeremiah stood on the ground for the, of the people and request God.
你看到他要求神，你要保留你的见证。
He asked God to keep his testimony.
不要叫以色列雅各给吞掉。
So that Jacob would not be devoured.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
刚才提了。
We mentioned before.
从早的时间来看，就是人要截断。神的儿子到地上来的路。
From early on, people wanted to destroy the path of God's
son. 但是现在神儿子已经来了。
But the son of God has already come.
他要做的救赎的工作也做成。
And he has finished his work of redemption.
你要阻挡神的儿子，你不能再阻挡了。
You could no longer hinder the son of God.
那为什么现在还这种光景还是这样的存留呢
？But how come the condition stays the same nowadays?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们属神的人没有看见国度。
We who belong to God have not seen the kingdom.
但是撒旦是看见国度的。
But Satan has seen the kingdom.
他虽然没有办法阻挡神的儿子来完成救赎。
Even though he could not keep the Son of God to complete the salvation.
但是他还是要在那里阻挡神的永远的旨意的成全。
He wants to hinder the eternal plan of God.
他知道神要把国度带进来。
He knows that God wants to bring forth the kingdom.
他也知道神要把新天新地带进来。
He knows that God wants to bring forth the new
heaven and earth. 但是他现在心里面还不服气。
But he still do not want to admit.
我就是要跟你对抗到底。
That he wants to oppose God to the end.
我就是不让你把国度带进来。
That I don't want you to bring forth the kingdom.
那既然不能阻挡神的儿子来
，Even though he could not keep the son of God coming,
也没有办法阻挡教会的成长
，and he could not keep the church from growing，
那一个方法，那就对付将来国度的最主要的百姓。
Then he has only one way left is to oppose the people of the future kingdom，
把在国度里头的那个主角。弄掉
and he want to get rid of the main character of the kingdom
那事情也就不可能发生了
then he would keep things from happening
但是感谢神
but thank God
历史历代以来
throughout all the generations
神总是兴起一些人
God will raise some people up
他们会体贴神的心意
they are mindful of God's will
站在神的心意上面来向神求怜悯
and they stand from the position of God to ask God for His mercy.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
那如果我们把上下文来这样的看过来
and if we look at the context,
我们就留意到
we know that
人的道路由不得自己，行路的人也不能定自己的脚步。在这里的那个准确、真实的意义
then we understand the true meaning of that a man's life is not his own and is not for a man to direct his steps.
但是我们并不说
But
不能把它放在正面来看我们对神的寻找
that we cannot look at this positively
那当耶利米在神面前有了这样的祷告的时候
so when Jeremiah has such prayer before God
那十一章我们看见神跟耶利米就指出一个很严肃的事实来了
in chapter 11 God points forth a solemn matter before Jeremiah
那十一章是神 答应耶利米这一个祷告所说的话。
In chapter 11, this is what God has said in response to Jeremiah's prayer.
那我先请弟兄姊妹们留意几个字。
Please pay attention to certain words.
然后我点点，弟兄姊妹你马上就知道了。
And then I'll point for something that you understand.
你先注意，耶和华的话领导耶利米说。
Please first pay attention to the first verse. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord.
那耶和华向耶利米说什么话呢？
So what did the Lord say to Jeremiah?
就是回应耶利米上面的那个祷告。
This is to respond to the prayer of Jeremiah from above.
神向耶利米说的这个话是说出一个什么事实呢？
What facts did it bring forth?
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Pay attention to this.
第二节。
Verse 2.
当听这约的话。
Listen to the terms of this covenant.
然后第三节，你留意到又看见这月这两个字。
And then verse 3 says this covenant.
第四节一开头，你又看到这月。
In verse 4 in the Chinese translation says covenant.
那弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
Pay attention to this, friends.
十一开头跟耶利米这一次说话，就很清楚的把他带到一个事实里。
When God spoke to Jeremiah, he clearly brought him to this fact.
什么事实呢？
What fact is this?
这个月。
The covenant.
那还不止刚才所提的三处。
And it's more than these three places we pointed out.
你看到第六节的时候。
In verse 6.
你又看到这约这两个词
we see the covenant.
你再看到第七节的末了的时候，当中了也不是，不第八节的时候，你又看到这约。
Also in verse 8 it says this covenant.
接连两次的这约。
And it's twice it mentions this covenant.
然后到第十节的末了又提到这个约。
And in the end of verse 10 is also mentioned about this covenant.
那就是你就晓得。
So, Brian, sister, you know that.
这一段话的里边很明确的在那里向神的子民提出一个问题。
In these words, it pointed out clearly one thing to the people of God.
神和你们曾经立过一个约。
That God has established a covenant with you.
现在你看所有的问题就是发生在这一个约没有得到尊重的事实里。
And now all these problems come forth because you have not obeyed the covenant.
你们和神立了一个这样的约。
You have a covenant with God. What kind of covenant is that?
留意第四节。
We pay attention to first four.
这约是我将你们列祖从埃及地领出来，脱离铁炉的那日所吩咐他们的，说：你们要听从我的话，照我一切所吩咐的去行，这样你们就做我的子民，我也做你们的神。
Verse 4, the terms or the covenant I commanded your forefathers when I brought them out of Egypt.Out of the iron smelting furnace, I said, Obey me and do everything I command you, and you will be my people, and I will be your God.
那活好坚定向你们列祖所起的誓，给你们流奶与蜜之地，正如今日一样。
Then I will fulfill the oath I swore to your forefathers, and to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, a land you possess today.
这是出埃及记十九章上面的那个事情。
This is the verse 19 of Exodus.
神提出要和百姓立约。
That God wanted to establish a covenant with people.
百姓那个是要拍着胸膛，是我们一定要接受这个约，也是遵守这个约。
And the people at that time they said boldly that we will keep this covenant.
那这就引出传律法的事情了。
And it brought forth.
那这个约就主要的内容是什么呢？
It brought forth the laws and what is the content of the covenant? Two sentences.
你们听我的话
，You obey my words，
我就做你们的神
，And I will be your God，
你们就做我的百姓
，You will be my people，
就是这么几句话
，It's simple like that，
这个就是那个约
，This is the covenant，
你们听我的话
，You obey me，
听我的话
obey my words.
你们就做我的子民。
And you will be my people.
我就做你们的神。
And I will be your God.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
约的内容就是这一个。
This is the content of the covenant.
那因着这个约所带来的各样的祝福呢？
And all the blessings that come forth because of this covenant, they are not written in the covenant. This only speaks for what the covenant brings forth. But the covenant established by God with the people is like this, that you obey my word, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. This covenant, it established the correct relationship between God and man. If this is the normal relationship,
神在应许里头一切的祝福显明出来是没有阻挡的。
The manifestation of all the blessings in his promise will not be hindered.
若是这个关系不正常呢？
But if the relationship is not normal,
没有受到尊重呢？
And if it's not respected,
那么神所宣告的那些咒诅就要发生了。
Then all the curses proclaimed by God will come forth.
哦，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神对耶利米说的时候，就把他带回到神与人立约的那一个事实里。
When God spoke to Jeremiah, He brought him back to the covenant established.
立约的那个正面的目的是要神向他们倾倒一切的丰富的祝福。
The positive side of the covenant is that God will pour forth all the blessings to the people.
使你看到耶利米当时他里面的感觉。
So you see Jeremiah's feeling.
当神把这个事情带出来的时候。
When God brought forth this
fact, 说到以色列人如果在神面前活得对。
It talks about if the people live correctly before God.
就承受神在立约里面所应许的一切的祝福。
They will receive all the blessings of the covenant.
耶利米的反应就是说。
And the reaction of Jeremiah.
耶和华阿们。
Amen, Lord.
这又是不是好的很。
It was really good.
如果那这个关系是正常的话，那实在是好的很。
If the relationship was normal, it was really good.
耶利米也非常自然的是说阿们。
And naturally, Jeremiah said Amen.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
你看到接下去神就指出问题来了。
You see below God point out a problem.
指出什么问题来呢？
What problem was that?
就指出现在犹大的百姓要遭遇的这一切的结果。
He pointed out all that the people of Judah has encountered.
就是因为他们破坏了这个约。
Was all because they have destroyed the covenant.
他们背弃了这个约。
They turned back against the covenant.
他们完全离开了这个约。
They left the covenant.
离开到一个什么的地步呢？
Until a point.
弟兄姊妹，里边所提到的事情，我们一看都懂。
All those things are mentioned here, we understand.
但是我们从来没有办法想象得到。
But we could not imagine.
他们的光景是糟糕到这样的一个地步。
That their condition was so bad.
就是背约背到这样的一种光景。
That they turned against the covenant to a point.
怎么样呢？
To a point.
用这边留意十三节。
We pay attention to verse 13.
犹大，你神的数目与你城的数目相等。
You have as many gods as you have towns, O Judah.
你为那可耻的巴利所筑烧伤的坛，也与耶路撒冷街道的树木相等。
And the altars you have set up to burn incense to the shameful god Baal are as many as the streets of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹看到吗？
Francis, did you see?
顶住，他们背约竟然背约到这样的一个地步。
They have gone so far away from the covenant.
犹大有多少个诚意呢？
How many towns did Judah have?
我们没有办法数得出来。
We did not know.
因为在圣经上面也并没有把所有犹大地的那些城市全都列出来。
Because the Bible has not listed all the towns of Judah.
如果我们把圣经里面列出来的城算得出来的话，那也已经是很可观了。
If we count all the towns that are listed in the Bible, there's a lot of them.
都是有很多城市, 圣经也没有给记录下来,
a lot of towns are not recorded in the Bible.
但神在这里指出犹大的背约的那个光景,
but God points forth how Judah has gone astray from the covenant.
犹大,
O Judah,
你神的数目, 和你城的数目相等,
you have as many gods as you have towns.
这是一个何等可怜的光景,
it's such a pitiful condition.
在那个院的里面,
in this covenant,
神告诉以色列人,
God told the Israelites,
我是独一的神,
I am the only God.
在我以外没有别神,
there are no other gods.
但是如今他们的光景呢?
But now,
犹大有多少个城市?
However many towns you
have,
they have that many gods.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意到他们被约到这样的一个光景,
you know how you, we should note that how they turn against the covenant.
他们为假神所筑的祭坛,
the altars they have built up for the false God,
跟耶路撒冷的街道的那个数目相等,
the numbers are the same of the streets of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们, 你看到这种光景的时候,
my sisters, when you see this condition,
你没办法不留意到,
you cannot but notice.
我们上次, 前次就提到这样的话,
we mentioned it last time.
是神的百姓, 把神逼到一个地步, 从一面来说, 神不能不离开他们,
it's God's people who force God to leave them.
从另外一个方面来说, 神没有办法不惩治他们,
and also God cannot help but to punish them.
弟兄姊妹留意第九章里头, okay,
pay attention to chapters 9, chapter 9,
第七节,
verse 7,
所以万军之耶和华如此说, 看啊, 我要将他们融化, 熬炼, 不然我与我百姓的罪, 该怎么行呢?
Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says. See, I will refine and test them, for what else can I do because of the sin of my people?
第九节, 耶和华说, 我岂不因这事讨他们的罪吗? 岂不报复这样的国民吗?
Verse 9, should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord, should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this?
这些都是结论的话,
this is the conclusion.
说出这些结论，上边就说到那个犹大的百姓是怎样怎样的堕落.
This is a conclusion of how rebellious God's people were.
神好像对耶利米说,
it is as if God spoke to Jeremiah. You speak.
到了这种光景,
to this condition,
我该怎么做?
What can I do?
如果除了我要惩治他们, 我还能做什么?
What else can I do but to punish them?
好像是人的愚昧把神逼到那个地步, 神不能不伸出手来干预,
it is as if people's foolishness has forced God to rebuke them.
现在神就指出你们的那个问题在哪里,
so God now has pointed out what the problem is.
你们是背弃了与神所立的约,
you have rebelled against the covenant established with God,
而所做的一切的事情 都和这一个月完全的相悖,
you, all those things that you have done are against the covenant.
你们不看重那个月,
you do not honor the covenant.
但是神说, 他看重那个月,
but God said, I honor the covenant.
他不能背负他的自己,
he cannot go against himself.
那所以他就伸出手来,
so he stretched out his hand to punish his people.
那, 到了这样的一个地步,
so in this condition,
神第二次告诉耶利米,
God spoke to Jeremiah the second time, do not pray for them.
你就算向他们祷告,
even if you pray for them, I would not listen.
他们向我哀求,
when they call to me in the distress, I would not listen.
他们在现在这种光景,
because under this condition, what they need is to repent,
不是哀求,
not to cry out,
不是求拯救,
not to ask for salvation. They need to repent.
如果他们悔改,
if they repent,
拯救马上就来,
salvation would come.
要求的不是求拯救,
You should not ask for salvation.
要求着求悔改。
But you should ask for repentance.
神明明指出他们的那个问题。
God clearly pointed out the problem.
是因着他们背约。
It's all because they go against the covenant.
所以这样的结果。
So they would lead to this conclusion. It's verse 17.
自作自受。
You have done this on your own.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是犹大当时的光景。
This is the condition of Judah at that time.
但是我们同样的要注意,
but we need to also pay attention.
神今天和我们也是立了一个约。
Today, God has also established a covenant with us.
当然这个不是律法的约,
but this is not the covenant of the law. This is a covenant of grace.
那在恩典的约的里头,
in the covenant of grace,
当然神好像没有律法的要求那么严厉。
Even though it seemingly it does not have this severe requirement, but we need to pay attention to the covenant itself. God has placed us into the fact that we have established a covenant with Him. Even though in the covenant God has determined to pour out His blessing on us, it also has a request, a requirement.
要按着恩高的教训来活在神的面光。
We need to live according to the anointment.
这样就让神恩典的约的内容可以完成在
so that God can fulfill the covenant of grace on us.
那如果我们不照着恩膏的教训来跟上去呢?
If we do not follow the anointment,
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你会看到那个结果。
You will see the result.
神在这个恩典的约里边所显明的事情在我们身上就不能完成。
That God will not be able to manifest the covenant of grace in us.
等到将来在基督台前审判的时候,
and in the future when we come before the judgment throne of God,
我们不能向神说神啊你为什么这样偏待我,
we cannot say to God why are you shortchanging me.
你看这里来的弟兄姊妹们每一个人都从你那里接受长赏,
and we'll say to God all the brothers and sisters will receive,
他们头上都戴上冠冕了,
and they are wearing their crowns.
只有我没有冠冕,
and I'm the only one who don't have a crown.
还有许多的羞耻在那,
but also I have a lot of shame before you.
神你不能这样偏待我,
God you cannot shortchange me like that.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们就要看到这个问题。
Today we need to see this.
当年神跟以色列人 是立了一个约,
in the old times that God has established the covenant with Israel, and he walked among the people based on this covenant. Nowadays God has also established a covenant with us, and he also walked among us with this covenant.
如果到了那一天,
until that day,
我们看见神的约没有 在我们身上成全的时候,
when we see that God's covenant is not establishing us,
我们绝对没有条件去怪神偏待人,
we cannot blame God for being partial.
我们只能怪为什么我不重视神与人立约的这件事。
We can only say that why did we not honor the covenant between God and I?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
耶利米在神的面前为了神的见证有所求。
For the testimony of God, Jeremiah has this prayer.
神就向耶利米说明神放弃他的见证乃是因为作为神见证的百姓他们背了约。
God spoke to Jeremiah and said that he forsakes the covenant is because the people of the covenant has rebelled against him.
求主把这件事情也放在我们心里,
we pray to God that he would place this in our hearts.
而让我们也知道,
so that we will
know.
Even though today we live in God's grace and mercy,
但是我们仍然是在一个约束的底下,
that we are still under the constraint of the covenant.
我们仰望主, 让我们懂得如何活在这一个约的里边,
so we know how to live inside this covenant.
让神的约在我们身上可以成全,
so that God's covenant can be perfected in us.
当然也就是叫我们不至于在见主的面前带着羞愧,
so that we will not be ashamed when we see God.
求主怜悯我们,
may God have mercy.
我想今天晚上我们也要停到这了,
and we'll stop here tonight.